Blog Talk Radio.
Almost over here in the deep south of the United States of America. It is Matters of the Heart Wednesday. Oh, man, it seems like forever since the last time I broadcast. Really, the truth is my Comcast internet service had been experiencing difficulties. My voice service and my internet. First, it was the cable about a month ago, and then I love Comcast, I love T-Mobile, and so we had a situation going on, it needed a new modem, and so last Wednesday is when a tech guy rectified the problem, and we had to get everything back situated and everything, so I'm so glad to be back on the air. Before I go any further, though, I want to send hugs and condolences and much love to my neighbor. You guys remember a couple years ago he lost his wife, my friend Mrs. Leola Brown, and 6 months later he experienced a stroke and had been partially paralyzed ever since. Well, my neighbor passed away last evening. Big shout out to the Jackson Fire Department, paramedics, police department, and the coroner office, and all that is work that you guys do. So my neighbor passed away on last evening, and so I must send condolences and hugs to all that knew him and to the Charles Brown Senior family. He and his wife and family and sons and all, and even as a kid, was very close to one of the nieces, and whom last time I seen her was. When she came down for Mrs. Leola's funeral. Wow, unbelievable. That Mr. Brown and Mrs. Brown both been important figures in my life since 1976, and it's just amazing, really. But good couple, and now they're together in heaven. Before she passed away, they had celebrated their 50th anniversary, but they have been a couple longer than that, but their 50th anniversary. So just like I said before, I just wanted to send much love out. It's been a lot going on, good and not so good and in between, but it's always sad when we lose loved ones, from our favorite celebrities to family members to pets. And since we've been on air, I lost a pet, Tiger, a cat named Tiger. I believe it was poison, and so some of you that I network with online and in person, I had a lot of support doing that, and so I just wanted to mention that also. But it's Matters of the Heart Wednesday, and we're talking about summer dating etiquette. I know we talked about a similar topic a few the last time I broadcast live, and this is the topic that was on schedule before my Wi-Fi and my internet service was interrupted. And also the all-time favorite romantic films and hot topics. You can call in at 714-409-0614. Press 1 if you want to speak. And thank you also for supporting my newest podcast, which premiered about a month and a half ago, Image Mechanisms, which can be found at Blog Talk Radio. .com, Image Mechanisms. But I'm looking at HMCD TV, movies.amctv.com. And so 50 of their greatest romantic movies are amazing. And I'm going to start from 50 and go down to number one. And what AMC FemSite says is that the 50 greatest romantic movies, and they mention that Is Pretty Woman Better Than Annie Hall? Can Out of Africa compete with Breakfast at Tiffany's? And what's the greatest romance of all time? Speaking of Annie Hall, Diane Keaton was on Dr. Oz today. And, I mean, what a spectacular interview. But 50. Twilight. They said that it's tough being a selling teenage in love, especially when the dreamboat is like 100 years older than you and undead. So Twilight comes in at number 50 for AMC. And then it's How Stella Got a Groove Back, which comes in at 49, about a brainy stockbroker. Angela Bassett gets reacquainted with her inner hottie, being an affair with a much younger Taye Diggs. And then Nino Chalk, I hadn't seen that one. I need to see that. Comrade Greta, yeah, Greta Garbo. I think I haven't seen that probably because I love classic films. Comrade Greta Garbo's communist ideas don't stand a chance against Little More. I'm going to have to see it if I haven't seen it. And that comes in at 48. The Lady Eve, Barbara Stanwyck, makes smart sexy in this comedy about a con woman who can't grift her way out of love, and that's Lady Eve at 47. Now Voyager, wealthy spinster Betty Davis and miserably married Paul Henrand are transformed by love in unexpected ways, and that's at 46. Lost in Translation, stranded in a Tokyo hotel, agent actor Bill Murray and lonely newlywed Scarlett Johansson form a chaste but intense bond. Then there's City Lights at 44. Life conspires against him, but Charlie Chaplin's little tramp still wins his true love. And then there's 43, Splendor in the Grass. Small-town teens Natalie Wood and Warren Beatty navigate the treacherous waters of Depression-era sex and love. And that's 43, Annie Hall. I'm a little girl, and I'm loving me some Annie Hall. And I know I shouldn't have been looking for Mr. Goodbar. Not that it was a love story, but Annie Hall, Looking for Mr. Goodbar, those are films that as a little girl I used to love watching. Woody Allen and Diane Keaton tried to merge their neuroses in this New York City love story, number 42. And then guess who's coming to dinner? Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy's liberal ideals are put to the test when their daughter wants to marry Sidney Poitier. Then there's 40 weddings and a funeral. The intertwined affairs, crushes, and breakups of a close-knit group of friends play out against these titular events. Then there's Moonstruck. Oh, my God. True love, blind science, Italian-American accountant Cher, the minute she gets engaged to her longtime boyfriend. Slumdog millionaire at 38. Poor but resourceful Jamal reaches out to his childhood sweetheart via a TV game show. He just has to keep winning until she notices. Love story. Oh, my God. I love love story. Bring out the tissues. And they just celebrated, their 40th anniversary of the film. Oh, my God. Love story. Romance runs with Ryan O'Neill and fellow co-ed Ally McGraw until she dies from a fatal disease. The English Patient, Aristocrat. Rev Fiennes and Christian Scott Thomas are ruined by their illicit affair, but their story heals other damaged hearts. Then there's The Own Golden Pond. Katharine Hepburn and Henry Fonda prove that love can last a lifetime. Oh, man, I love that film. Oh, my God. Out of Africa, European expert Robert Redford and Meryl Streep find their passions in colonial Africa. That's number 34. Dr. Shaveco, Julie Christie and Omar Sharif. That's my married last name, but it's spelled different. It's the S-H-A-R-I-F-F. It's S-H-E-R-I-F. Yeah, but I don't use that name because I can't. I mean, you know, I don't use it only for things that I have to use it for, like government documents and all. So I can't wait till, I am finally divorcee and have my divorce decree. Let's say the African Queen, Prem missionary Catherine Hepburn, and Uncouth riverboat Captain Humphrey Bogart find love while fighting Nazis. Jerry Maguire, oh my goodness. Emerald hotshot sports agent Tom Cruise falls for his down-to-earth assistant single mom Renee Zellweger. Bringing up baby, eccentric heiress Katharine Hepburn, snares shy paleontologist Cary Grant, but it's not easy. Wally, a plucky little junker, dares to woo the sleek, up-to-date model of his dreams in this tale of robot love, and that's at 29. West Side Story, Romeo and Juliet become urban teens. Natalie Wood, Richard Baymer, caught between turf wars and racism in its musical heartbreaker. Before Sunrise, One Night in Vienna, French student Julie Depay steals American Ethan Hawke's heart. Too bad he has to leave for home in the morning. Whoa. Wuthering Heights, Love is the Perfect Storm that batters star-crossed Heathcliff, Laurence Olivier, oh my God, I love Laurence Olivier movies, and Kathy Merle Oberon. And then An Officer and a Gentleman. The Navy makes Richard Gere into an officer, but the love of good woman Deborah Winger reveals in his inner gentleman. It happened one night. Opposites attract in this classic rom-com about a cynical reporter, Clark Gable, and a madcap heiress, Claudette Colbert. Linguist Rex Harrison transforms gutter snipe Audrey Hepburn into a lady and falls in love with his creation. Hey, hey. That happens a lot in real life with people. Smart, quirky, insecure Bridget, Renee Zellweger, raised the dating scene with a little help from her friends and lots of drinks. And then there's 16 Candles. Awkward suburban teen Molly Ringwald lands her seemingly unattainable crush in this classic 80s comedy. 80s rock. Singing in the Rain. Boy Gene Kelly meets girl Debbie Reynolds in this classic musical about Hollywood romances on screen and off. Sense and Sensibility. Self sacrificing Emma Thompson must hide her true feelings for Hugh Grant for the sake of appearances and propriety. Whoa. And then An Affair to Remember, Cary Grant. Now, Notting Hill is one of my favorites. Okay, now I wonder if it's on here. Serendipity, another favorite love story of mine. Purple Rain was a love story. I don't see Purple Rain anywhere. An Affair to Remember, Cary Grant and Deborah Kerr fall head over head for each other. The problem is they're both engaged to other people. Romeo and Juliet, teens Romeo and Juliet love each other, but their warring families try to keep them apart. Roman Holiday, stressed out Princess Audrey Hepburn takes a vacation from responsibility with reporter Gregory Peck. And then there's Ghost. Patrick Swayze defies death itself to protect grieving girlfriend Demi Moore. Can struggling party girl Audrey Hepburn and young writer George Peppard afford the price of love in Manhattan? That's Breakfast at Tiffany's. And then, When Harry Met Sally. I was about to do the orgasm scene, but decided not to. And convinced that love ruins friendships, pals Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal try not to fall for each other, and When Harry Met Sally. And then there's Love Actually. Love it. The romantic mishap of a cross-section of characters from beside a Prime Minister Hugh Grant to a druggy pop star. The Princess Bride, the romantic travails of Princess Robin Wright provide both cynical laughs and happily ever after satisfaction. And then there's Dirty Dancing. Snake hip dance instructor Patrick Swayze teaches sheltered teen Jennifer Grey some smooth moves. And then it's Pretty Woman. Workaholic businessman Richard Gere has an escort Julia Roberts, but finds the woman of his dreams. in Casablanca in World War II era Morocco, cynic Humphrey Bogart makes the ultimate sacrifice for ex Ingrid Bergman, helping her husband escape the Nazis. Titanic, unhappy rich girl Kate Winslet and free-spirited pauper Leonardo DiCaprio found a few moments of happiness aboard the doomed Titanic. And then number six, Pride and Prejudice. Keira Knightley is the spirited heroine of Jane Austen's story of love pitted against snobbery and willfulness. It's a Wonderful Life. Married love is the adventure of a lifetime for James Stewart and Donna Reed. That's number five. Gone with the Wild. The Civil War pales next to the temptress love, hate, love union of Clark Gable and Vivian Leigh. And then number three, The Notebook. An elderly man tells his Alzheimer's-stricken wife the story of their courtship. The mystery is which of the two suitors he was. Oh, my God. And one of my favorite actors is in a position of number two and three. Well, and Meg Ryan, one of my favorite actresses. They're in two and three, and I can watch these two movies over and over and over and over again. Do not let me be channel surfing and one of these movies are on. You got me. And I'm talking about You've Got Mail, number two. Love that movie. Struggling bookseller Meg Ryan finds soulmate Tom Hanks online, unaware that he works for the megastore that's destroying her business. And then there's Sleepless in Seattle. Thanks to his son and a radio call-in show with a romantic Tom Hanks finds love with reporter Meg Ryan. So those are the 50 from AMC's Movie Guide, a film site called 50 Greatest Romantic Movies. That's AMC's list. And a pretty good list, and two of my favorites. But I can't believe Notting Hill and Serendipity. I know they're definitely in the top 100, right? Right. Here's my friend Morris Mills. Think about you.
Yeah.
repping Chicago, Texas, hey, Mississippi, everywhere. He has international fans all just all over the place. And it's been a long time since we talked with him. Also, I need to talk to him about being a guest on the show. Peter Cook, the Honorable Peter Cook, will be guest next month of August, just in time for my August birthday. My birthday is August 11th, remember that? But I'm looking forward to speaking with Peter Cook. Yes, indeed. But great for musicians and artists and especially music lovers. So, you know, stay tuned. Check out the schedule and when the date is confirmed and all, you'll be the first to know for sure. I'm in the chat room also. But the live streaming will almost time for it to end, but it hasn't end yet. But thank you. Now, that's an amazing list regarding favorite. And it's a good conversation starter because in future shows we'll talk more about, like, shows and films and just regarding love and dating and life after divorce and all of that. Those are all a very good subject matter to talk about and share with others regarding your experiences and share advice also. But most definitely thank you for tuning in. Here is Keith Sweat. Happy belated birthday to Keith Sweat also. I'm trying to think. I think that was Joe's Facebook page. I had seen a picture posted of Joe, Tyrese, and a few other awesome R&B singers, like just a group of them, together celebrating Keith Sweat's birthday last week. Awesome pictures. I had to share that picture on my page from Joe's page, R&B singer. But that's very good to see those multi-talented artists together supporting one another and taking pictures with one another, right? We're always hearing rumors regarding, not them particularly, but, you know, rumors regarding those with similar talents. You know, always something going on, but they were showing Keith Sweat love like it was nobody's business. So here's How Deep Is Your Love. Well, I hope we can get it all. Okay, here it is.
Yeah. You tell me you love me.
that sounds so good. How deep is your love, Keith Sweat, who celebrated a birthday last week. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Well, I'm going to play a continuation of a Third Eye Girl and Menstrual Cycle, which has been my theme song since the end of 2013. But I know some of you want to hear it. And so I'll go ahead and play it in its entirety and then talk more about summertime dating etiquette. Getting back out there. But I don't know. But getting back out there. And it's a good thing. So a big shout out to the guy in my life. In all my friends and couples who are just so amazing and supportive, and the amazing singles and those that are going through divorces and those that are preparing to get married and are co-parenting and all that good stuff. Big shout out to all of you and those that are happily single and happily married, and those that are feeling down. You know, we have to keep our head up. We're all going through things, and good, bad, and in between. So it's important for us to keep our head up. The words of Tupac, right? Exactly. But thank you so much for your love and support. Thank you. continue talking about dating, summertime dating etiquette on next week. My birthday is a week and a half away. We'll try to squeeze in a little, some information regarding the etiquette and all. And but really, thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, Matters of the Heart, Wednesday. I love doing commentary style shows and love it when it's interactive too. But most of all, I really appreciate you for tuning in and supporting the show. Now that the web Wi-Fi and everything is working properly, I will make sure to stick to the schedule, too, the scheduled time, so you will not miss any live episodes. But you can always visit the website at blogtalkradio.com/CultureShock Inc. You can always look at the skyline and all of that. Wait a second. Well, I'm getting very sleepy too, so please excuse me. But thank you for tuning in. I'm getting very sleepy as well. It's kind of scary when I'm broadcasting late at night and haven't had a nap, and no one has called in. Would love to hear from Dean to see what's going on with his investment in independent films and webisodes and series here in the States and abroad. They're filming the film The Hollies here in Jackson, Mississippi. So I have to update you guys on future broadcasts also this week regarding what's going on with casting calls and film production. Get on up. We hit theaters on Friday, and so many of us are so excited. They had the premiere of it here in Madison, Mississippi, this past Sunday. And but Friday is the big day. Just amazing. They were just filming it a few months ago, early this year, here in Jackson and Natchez, Mississippi. And now it has hit the screen. And my. I just have a good vibe, and I know I'm not alone. This is like going to be one of the summer blockbusters. Wow. But, well, the time is running out as I am running my mouth. Summertime dating etiquette is very important to talk about. And so we will talk about it next week. And also, my goodness. Oh, and many other hot topics and subject matters and thank you for those that suggest different topics also for not only Matters of the Heart Wednesday, but other day, other broadcasts and also Image Mechanisms. But again, thank you. I really appreciate you, your love and support and commitment. And should be sticking to those schedules. When you check the website and you see a schedule from here on out, should stick. I should be sticking to the schedules. You want to be a guest on the show? Thank you so much. Looking forward to it. Contact me. And I like to invite people also, so I'm looking forward to inviting guests also to come on to the show and discuss other projects, the community efforts, and a lot of things that's going on. But before I say something that I shouldn't say, as I am getting very sleepy, you know how we get when we get sleepy, we get to talking just like drinking, some of us, huh? So before I blabber out something crazy, urine and whatever I've been talking about, I will go ahead and conclude the program. But I really thank you, and we'll continue talking about summertime etiquette, dating etiquette on Wednesday, and also other etiquette topics also, which is always fun and always good to talk about. But again, thank you. You've been listening to Matters of the Heart Wednesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. My apologies if I it really sounds very sleepy also. But again, thank you. Big shot. Next broadcast is tomorrow morning, and not with Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, but Image Mechanisms. So looking forward to tomorrow's show also, okay? Thank you, and God bless. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. What I was saying before I conclude the show, also, I was shouting out the guy in my life. He said I can talk about him, but don't call his name. So I just want to send a big shout out and hugs and kisses to him also. We'll be talking more, you all, and you'll chat with me. And feel free to always call in at 714-409-06.